The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Yeah, it's me. We're here. It's 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. on this Friday, the end of the work week for some of you. Just another day for some of you. Wow. Yeah, good morning, good morning, good morning. Sorry we don't have the Beatles version of that, you know, where they go, good morning, good morning, good morning, and all of a sudden the rooster crows, you know. Well, that's, you know, like I said, that's why they got famous, putting out songs like that. Lennon McCartney songwriting team, some of the best in the business, and everybody imitates them, that redoes their songs. I mean, even Montavani and all the other, Percy Faith, they redo all their songs. Anyway, enough of that. We've got good news today to report. We're going to go right to that since it is a lot of you regard it as Feel Good Friday. Some of you don't. But here's a good thing about today. We got free shipping on all orders over $200, excluding drop ship. Of course, you know they're coming from somewhere else and they're not eligible for free shipping. But anything that you order on the Power Mall, you get free shipping on. And that includes the 20% off of my books and 10% off the OptiVita products this week here at the Power Mall. Those of you that want prayer requests, all you got to do is just go to thepowerhour.com and click on the community tab and submit one. And we can pray for whoever or whomever you need prayers for and lift it up. Let's see, healing, because we're all about solutions here. And speaking of healing, that's why the Power Mall is here. And that's why we appreciate you shopping there, because that is another way to help us stay on the radio. Power Hour Radio Show can continue to stay on the air, providing educational interviews, news, and articles. Today, we have Wayne Black on, and he's going to be discussing how much danger the Democrats facing putting Trump in with their frivolous lawsuits. So, you know, how much danger is it that Trump, I mean, we look at the issues. He's got a book out, by the way. School Insecurity, a comprehensive guide for parents and educators on school security, protecting your kids, and fostering a safe learning environment. Well, I got one for you. We're going to move on to good news here this morning. All right. I'm going to go down to the good news section first because we sometimes don't get to cover it. Parents and teachers are starting to win court battles against these secret gender transition policies, especially in blue states where lawmakers have promoted all of this garbage. This, according to parents, attorneys, and teachers. For more than a year, California parents have shown up in droves at legislative hearings, phoned in by the hundreds to protest policies that encourage schools to keep social gender transitions of children a secret. Teachers have also begun to refuse to hide information about a kid's gender identity issue from parents. Meanwhile, the Democratic members of the California Legislative LGBTQ Caucus, that's the Let's Get Biden to Quit Caucus, for those of you who need an acronym to put with the words, they've spearheaded legislation supporting so-called gender-affirming care, especially for kids, touting it as a first-in-the-nation model. Parental rights groups such as Our Duty have pushed back against the model, while groups such as Planned Parenthood, Equality California, and others support it. So the brouhaha continues, but hey, at least, you know, we're letting our voices be heard. You might notice this month a dramatic dimming of the sun in mid-October. No, it's not Biden seeding the clouds. Now, if you live in certain highly populated parts of North America or beyond, an event known as the annual solar eclipse will cause the moon's shadow to bisect large swaths of North, Central, and South America on October 14th, coming up. No, it's not an EBS test. You know, here's the thing. While total eclipses blot out the entire sun, darkening the sky significantly as though it were dawn or dusk, annular eclipses, annular meaning ring-shaped, present a different yet no less awe-inspiring spectacle, poetically known as the Ring of Fire.
Well, I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Yeah. Ring of Fire solar eclipse is going to cross the U.S. on a grand tour of the Americas on October 14th. That'll be something to see. That's our Heavenly Father, you know. Some people go, that's Mother Nature. Yeah, see how they always have a different comeback for that? It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Yeah. Then she raises up her cape and, you know, the thunder. You remember that? Hey, we got to bring this stuff up. Because, see, the brainwash, I mean, this is all part of it. We got to do something totally opposite. I mean, I go on CNBC this morning to look for a story about our economy. And what pops up? An ad for the new Exorcist movie. I mean, they just can't, you can't get away from it. Devil in your face. It's amazing. But here's some more good news. You know, we told you about, you know, Wayne Black coming on the show and what he's going to be talking about as far as his new book. Well, here's one way to get around the idea of having to go to public school and worrying about your children seeing a drag queen teaching the Bible, reading math, or whatever the case may be. Petersburg, Virginia, complete with four walls, a flagpole, that classic schoolhouse look. I'm trying to paint a picture here. And inside this school, its classes follow that old-fashioned school model to the letter in that they teach reading, writing, and arithmetic, learn the Constitution, and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, I have my We the People tie on this morning. For those of you that might have noticed the stripes and the stars. As for the status quo, that same little schoolhouse blows the protocols of public schools out of the water. It forbids LGBTQ ideology and CRT from being taught, refuses to celebrate Pride Month, now espoused in so many American public fools. Danita Miskimen, who excelled as a public school teacher for 23 years, decided, I've had enough of this garbage, and founded the Little Red Schoolhouse in 2022 after becoming disillusioned with her then employer, seeing drag queens walking the hallways where she taught and thought shouldn't be allowed, nor should showing American allegiance be replaced by pride ceremonies or ceremonies celebrating men who like to dress up as women. You know, like I said, behind closed doors is one thing. Out in your face, that's quite another. Mexico, by the way, has taken a stand against U.S. Big Ag. I love that idea, really. Just what I was just talking about before I get to this headline. A teacher opening her own schoolhouse. I mean, when you see the picture, when you go to our email blast and you see the picture of the schoolhouse, it looks like one of those old-time schoolhouses, like you see on the Little Dump on the Plains. Oh, excuse me. It's Little House on the Prairie. Did the satire just hit me? I don't know what it was. But anyway, I mean, here's a teacher that decided she's had enough and opens her own schoolhouse. Now, there you talk about solutions. I wonder how the attendance is. I'm sure you'll read the story to find out. And, of course, the author on the Mexico taking a stand against U.S. Big Ag and GMO corn to protect their native varieties of Mexican corn. Yes, nothing like a little Mexican corn. Part of the problem with corn is its digestibility. I'm sure most of you know that. I don't have to give you that lecture. But see, we've got this problem that everybody in America is aware about, and that's the herbicide Roundup that contains glyphosate, which is a drying agent that's also carcinogenic. And so here's the story of how Mexico is fighting it, trying to keep GMO and all this other garbage, GMO DNA and all that other nuts craziness out of Mexico. Oh, by the way, for those of you who cherished old-time NFL football, Dick Butkus has passed away at age 80. according to the team, Chicago Bears. He was a middle linebacker whose speed and ferocity set standards for that position in the modern era. Passed away at 80. Just so you know. So we thought we'd open with the good news this morning. Brought to you by the Power Mall, which opens up in 50 minutes, by the way. For those of you who want to make donations, you can snail mail them to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. You can call Jay in 50 minutes when the Power Mall opens at 877-817-9829. For those of you who do not have internet. Now, we've had a, there's a note. Some listeners are asking about how their donations are being used now that we're not on shortwave. Well, keep in mind when you shop at the Power Mall, we still have operating expenses that come with airing this radio show. And even though we're no longer on shortwave, that doesn't mean we're not exploring other ways we can get the word out. All right? We still greatly need and appreciate your donations to keep us going. So understand that that's what we do. You can go to thepowerhour.com and click the Support Us tab if you do have internet and help us out that way. You know, this is what keeps our ability to get online and book guests of interest and find out what's going on behind the scenes. Because we all want that backstory. Somewhere out there, we want the backstory, right? For those of you having coffee this morning, we're having a little clatch here at 11 minutes after the hour 7, moving into world news. Got four worthy news stories for you in world news. We had a U.S. F-16 fighter jet shot down a combat drone belonging to NATO ally Turkey. That happened over Syria yesterday, according to the Pentagon. Very regrettable. Wow. Yeah, they were, the drones were reportedly operating in an area of northern Syria that the U.S. forces had declared to be restricted. The Turkish drones reportedly flew within a kilometer, which is a little over half a mile, of U.S. forces operating in the area, so an F-16 shot it down. Oops. Well, that's what you get for no communication. How about some miscommunication? How about that? Yeah, it gets worse. Bangladesh, by the way, has the worst ever dengue outbreak, dengue fever. Over 1,000 people have died so far. It's the worst outbreak on record, according to official data. And of course, the media has to promote this. Rising temperatures due to the climate crisis driving the ongoing spread. The climate crisis. Here we go. You got to love it. See, there's always a twist to the story that I like to get at and poke fun at. The World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab, according to Vladimir Putin, is a globalist terrorist. Who's holding humanity to ransom, according to Putin, who warned that the elite, he warns the elite. Here's what he said about Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab and the Schwab kebabs. He said the New World Order, their New World Order, has failed and their days are numbered. This coming directly from the mouth of Putin. He delivered a speech yesterday at the plenary session of the 20th meeting of the Valdai International Discussion Club in Sochi and emphasized the tectonic and irreversible shifts taking place in the global order. So Schwab, whatever it is, Putin's got, you're in his crosshairs. Order Schwab, come on, we're going to roast that guy in a spit when it's all said and done. A little hope for humanity there. Italy, of course, is planning for mass evacuation as quakes continue around the supervolcano Campi Flegrei. This is a supervolcano near Naples. And, of course, they are checking on the strength of buildings in the area after repeated earthquakes and aftershocks. This is being the Flegrean fields. This is lying to the west of Naples. It's dotted with towns and villages. And they got more than 500,000 people living there. And the caldera is dotted with 24 craters, much bigger than volcano in nearby Vesuvius, which I'm sure you've heard that one. That destroyed the ancient Roman city of Pompeii back in AD 79. So they are anticipating that this volcano, you know, they're all going to be sitting there going, "Thar she blows," and it won't be because of a whale. And of course, now moving on at 14 minutes after the hour in U.S. news, in a pre-election cycle stunt, the Biden administration is trying to make itself look like the savior in the immigration crisis, reversing its position, waiving 26 laws to allow for border wall construction. Yeah, this is all political. And guess what? The pundits are ripping Biden a new you-know-what. Yeah, you can say it. I can't, but you can. Well, I could say it, but I'm trying to keep it clean here. Anyway, he's getting ripped big time. We all know what you're doing, Joe. Hair snipping, ice cream gouging moron. We know what you're doing. You're trying to make yourself look like the hero by putting up border wall. Yeah, you're going to do fast track construction in Starr County, Texas, after you let all that border wall rot and we're selling it off. Our tax dollars wasted. Yep. And this is what you're doing. Trying to make yourself look good just in time for the 2024 election so you can say, see, I did something. Yeah, right. Nobody likes your about-face position. None of us. The people in Starr County, Texas may like it, but I'll tell you what, the rest of us are seeing what you're trying to pull, and they don't like it. We the people are fed up, Joe. A federal court, by the way, has approved a new congressional map for the state of Alabama. Just in time for the 2024 congressional elections, a decision that's expected to boost Democrats' electoral chances in the heavily Republican state. Well, this is a three-judge panel that made this decision for the Northern District of Alabama. Two of them are appointed by Trump, one by Clinton. The same panel found twice previously that district lines drawn by the Republican-controlled state legislature appeared to violate the Federal Voting Rights Act, diluting the voting strength of black voters. Blacks make up 26.8% of Alabama's population, according to Census Bureau. That's over one-fourth of Alabama's population. As soon as I read that article, I thought of Ram Jam, that song back in the 70s, that rock song. And I'm going, you know what? Black voters aren't stupid, and you're treating them like they're stupid. This is the thing about the courts. They think black voters don't have a brain. Oh, you are so sadly mistaken. Yeah, they got a brain, all right. And they're not all racist either. And a lot of them are very upset with what Biden is doing because it's affecting them, their jobs, their economy, and they don't like it. You don't think blacks are being affected as much as whites are? Every time they go to the grocery store and try to buy stuff, yeah, they may use food stamps because they're having a tougher time than we are. A lot of them, of course, they're going to use the excuse that we just don't get the same breaks you do. Of course, if you ask Larry Elder that same question, Larry Elder is going to have a different take on it. Yeah, besides, he's getting pissy with the RNC because they won't let him in the debates. And here's the thing about the RNC. You know, they're politically motivated. I mean, none of the seven people that were on the debate stage are going to actually really Trump's popularity in the polls because people, I don't really think they feel sorry for him. I think they're upset with what the Democrats are doing. They see this two-tier system of justice, and they're tired of it. And then they're going, look, if they can do that to Trump, they can do it to us. I mean, look at J6. It was a trap. I think most people have figured it out. There's a lot of Democrats that won't agree with you, but hey, they're entitled to their opinion. The U.S. Is set to resume deportation flights for Venezuelan migrants, according to the Biden administration. That's according to what two U.S. officials told the AP on Thursday. Now, when they don't provide details about when the flights would be taking off, I look at that as tit for tat. They're just trying to make it look like our government is doing something. Well, when the planes start to leave, we'll believe it. That's another seeing is believing. Trump has been given 7 days to give a state court in New York a list of companies that will lose their New York business licenses after a judge ruled last week he had committed financial fraud. Yeah, Sir Arthur Pendragon. No, Arthur Angoron issued an order that'll carry out Trump's punishment for a pretrial ruling he made that found Trump and others within the Trump Organization creating false and misleading financial statements that inflated his net worth. Now, this is all just a move to try to destabilize the Trump Organization and weaken his financial position. But see, the thing is that when Trump sells Trump Tower and all these other things, like we've suggested he do, all the other holdings in New York State, Donald, do yourself a big favor. Just like you said, all these other businesses are leaving New York. Do the same thing. Get out of there. Let these people rot in hell. You know, I'm talking about the New York legislature and the courts there. You know, what happened to the courts of the days of Brooklyn, Kings County Judge Arthur Schack that used to side with homeowners in foreclosure cases that called out robo-signing for what it was? What happened to those judges? Schack passed away. A lot of people think he was poisoned over time, slowly. Yeah, you know, the old antifreeze kind of thing? Yeah, that it's words. You know, rumors go out. Trump, in the meantime, has endorsed Jim Jordan for House Speaker. He's got my vote. It's what he said in a Truth Social post. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, yeah, the former president also is arguing that Special Counsel Jack Smith's case against Trump over the J6 Capitol riot should be dismissed because he has presidential immunity. Okay. Meanwhile, presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy, well, his car got rammed by two protesters. Well, of course, he wasn't in the vehicle, but they rammed it anyway. News of the crash broke from the Daily Mail. Caitlin Corral, who said on X that nobody sustained injuries, the presidential candidate was actually not in the car at the time, but two protesters rammed it anyway. And of course, the Rutherford Institute has put out a new an article that you probably want to read on our email blast. In a blow to the Supreme Court, in a blow to due process, the Supreme Court has given police the green light to misidentify, arrest, and jail innocent Americans. Are you ready for that? Yeah, this is a case of a guy that has been pulled over twice in 5 years by police. They ran a background check. Information came up. Then, of course, they jailed him for 3 days before taking a few minutes to verify his identity. He kept saying, "I'm not the guy you think I am. I'm not a crack cocaine dealer in Texas." Then they found out, "Oh, sorry," and they release him. So he sues, and the Supreme Court goes all the way up. Supreme Court says, "Nope, they have sovereign immunity, the police do. They can misidentify, arrest, and jail you all the time and get away with it." You know, hello, what's the country come to? As a matter of fact, the Rutherford Institute, which I support, actually filed an amicus brief in favor of the plaintiff who sued the sheriff's department and the police for doing it. They should not be allowed. They really need to take their time verifying who these people are. I mean, they had to take the guy's fingerprints literally, and then they ran him and found out, oh, not the same guy. Oh, better let him out. Yep. Another waste of our tax dollars, by the way. Feds had during COVID, when nobody was looking at what the government was doing. Yeah, the Centers for Disease Control spent $237,960 on roughly 30 solar-powered picnic tables. You ready for that? The vast majority of the workforce stayed home during the pandemic, but the CDC spent almost $250,000 on 30 solar-powered picnic tables. What in the hell do you need a solar-powered picnic table for? The State Department paid over $117,000 for as many as 40 luxurious Ethan Allen leather recliners to fill its embassy building in Islamabad, Pakistan. And FEMA and DARPA spent $284,000 and $213,828 respectively to spruce up their mostly empty conference room, all this during COVID. Yeah, this is all Adam Andrzejewski's group. Yep, watchdog report that came out on the Post about the eye-popping $3.3 billion the federal agency spent on new office furniture between 2020 and 2022. Yep. All during COVID. You weren't looking. Former University of Southern California campus gynecologist at the center of more than $1 billion worth of university payouts stemming from sexual abuse allegations by hundreds of women was found dead inside his home this past week. George Tyndall, 76, was awaiting trial on more than 24 criminal counts of sexual misconduct between 2009 and 16 at the university's student health center. Of course, he pled not guilty. He was free on bond. Now he's dead. So now we don't have to worry about that. Justice is served if you believe he was guilty. Of course, you know the media, they're going to demonize him. We'll get to this J6 story in a moment about Samuel Lazar and why his plea deal has remained under seal with the courts. George in Canada, welcome to the show.
Oh, wow. Wish I could have chimed in with you on a few things. Every line you speak, I got another one. The border wall, difference between the Bidens and Trumps. One's got a revolving door. The other one doesn't. That's why they got to replace it. Dengue fever, I love to read. Marine Corps history is one of my favorites. So a doctor for the Marine Corps explained it in a history book I have. The reason you get dengue fever is you have a deficiency in vitamin D. So most people do. That's why we all got the COVID stuff. Vitamin D goes on the ACE2 receptor and blocks all the germs from attaching to it. So that's why it's so important to have vitamin D. And the ultimate big cure-all, vinegar. Read that in an 1899 British Medical Journal from a doctor in Ceylon using vinegar to get rid of tuberculosis. And the Einstein Institute's working on that now. Even the antibiotic-resistant kind are put to death with vinegar. So you old guys who are having salt and vinegar, fish and chips, well, you're doing yourself a big favor.
Yep,
and it tastes good and it's fun, and you can wash it down with your favorite lager. So do imbibe in that. You know how many people died from tuberculosis when everybody probably had the cure in their house? Just like everything. And black people stupid? No. Sub-Saharan Africa and other African countries, hydroxy, ivermectin are handed out for other diseases all the time. Didn't need the jab. Thanks. They went rotten somewhere and they probably fed them to fish. But, you know, they're thinking, they understand. The Indians used to say it, white man speak with forked tongue. Always remember that. And the school story breaks my heart. A Toronto principal here that I knew very well for a long time, he got the political correctness trap. Even though he was a big-time liberal, a gay activist, he ran into one of these indoctrination sessions at school, and he just said a statement of fact. They were talking about teaching in America. And he said, well, I used to teach in Buffalo. I know all about teaching in America. And they just started to tar paper him. And it just knocked him right out. And then he's labeled a heretic, an enemy. And they put him under great, great abuse. He was removed from school. They were even trying to take away his pension because he was of pensionable age to just totally destroy and bankrupt him. And ultimately, he killed himself. And I was one of the first people on the body after he did it. It was a terrible, terrible disaster. Because he was a very heartfelt man, teacher. His name went all the way around the world now on various media, Richard Biltzko in Toronto. And I wish he would have told me. I saw him that morning that he was swallowed up by all this, because that would have been my advice to him. You have all the skills as an administrator and a teacher, and build your own school, your little red schoolhouse, and take other teachers
go.
Who are in things,
now you know.
And turn it around.
Now you know the rest of the story. George Freund, thank you so much for the input this morning here. 28 minutes after the hour, going to break. We will be back after these important words. Stay with us.
I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here where I am this Friday. It is Friday. Yep. The sixth day of October. Time flies. Prosecutors, we told you before we went to break that we were going to discuss what happened in J6, some pretty crazy stuff. And you can be the judge as to the content of this story because it's coming out of the Capitol regarding J6. A Pennsylvania man's guilty plea and prison sentence for attacking police during the riot. This has remained under seal for months, but a court filing this past week has revealed a reason for the unusual secrecy, and word is now getting out why. Because Samuel Lazar of Ephrata, Pennsylvania, was cooperating with federal authorities as part of the plea deal. So he is supplying the government with information about the riot. And because they wanted to keep it under wraps, claiming that publicly releasing this info that Lazar provided could interfere with ongoing investigations. That means they want to use his testimony to prosecute other people. And of course, Lazar named individuals responsible for criminal conduct who may have not been charged, which is why they want to keep this hush-hush. Apparently, they're going to open the door and release this information in November. Why? Because that's our government needs that much extra time to go after those that Lazar named as part of this deal. Yeah, we got to bust as many people as possible because that's how our two-tiered system of justice works. Communist China, by the way, wants a struggle with the United States, not guardrails. This, according to a Indo-Pacific Affairs Assistant Secretary for Defense, Eli Ratner. And, of course, this is a forum that he spoke at yesterday. Center for Strategic and International Studies think tank said we're not where we need to be and not where we should be. But he's not saying that we're not going to, it's not imminent that we're going to go to war with China. He's not saying that. He's saying basically that we have this lack of military to military communication between the nations. Well, Mr. Ratner, I hate to take issue with you, but don't you remember Thoroughly Modern Millie getting on the phone to China and having a little chat with them behind the scenes? Yeah, we'll let you know when we're going to attack. Wow. I don't know. It depends on where you're getting your information from, right? Let's keep them all in a state of confusion so they don't know what's going on. And then, of course, we have a video out that's going to be on the email blast for those of you who have internet and you can't get to one. Go to the library, put on some headphones and watch it. The video is part of the Agenda 2030 to get rid of private homeownership. You either upgrade your house for the environment or be forced to sell. This is the Agenda 2030 wealth transfer, how they plan to take your house. Yeah, they're going to make it so damned inconvenient. I mean, even in Europe, it's going to cost them 100,000 euros to upgrade their house. This is why we got to stop this stuff, folks. We got to head these people off at the pass because it's going to kill everybody's ability and you don't have no place to live. And then all of a sudden now you're sick and then you're dead and they've accomplished what they need to. Here's all these elitists out there that think they know more than you do. They deserve to live and you don't. Before we get into the economy and business news, Chance, West Virginia, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Dave Meister. You know, now that there's an outbreak of dengue fever in Bangladesh, do you think our psycho government will open its doors and take reservations now to bring them all here?
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, Dave, it really bites getting older. Hearing Dick Butkus died, he was my favorite linebacker of all time. Back in the day, you know, 60s and 70s, when the athletes were, they were men, not like these sissified PC imbeciles we've seen in the last 25 years who parrot, you know, who parrot the PC line over and over, which took my interest totally away from sports. You know, like I said, getting older, have you noticed all your favorite athletes and musicians from that time period are all dropping like flies?
I have noticed that, yeah. You know, and the funny thing about it is that Dick Butkus, of all people, I mean,
yeah,
his term,
my favorite.
I understand that. And see, his name, his last name, was even mentioned by Dan Aykroyd on the movie Sneakers when he said, "We don't have Butkus," which means nothing. And I mean, that was a tribute to Dick. The term Butkus basically went out there and has been, you know, basically as part of a, I don't know if it's cliche or what it is, but I mean, his name comes up in so many circles when they're referring to, if you don't have Butkus, you got nothing. So, I mean,
Dave.
The guy was great,
man.
I mean, you remember Gail Sayers, all these people, you know?
Gail Sayers, he passed away too. They're all gone.
I know.
They're all gone.
I know, all the good guys, you know? That was when football was great.
Yep, yep, it sure was. Well, Dave Meister, thanks for taking my call, and have a good weekend now.
You too. Thank you. God bless. We appreciate that. Keith in Oklahoma, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you this morning, Dave?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. What's up?
Yeah. Well, I watched a video this morning that it's something that I was unaware of. Maybe you are, but I found it, you know, pretty shocking, actually. Have you heard about this, about being illegal to film in national parks if you, you know, have any type of, say, the smallest YouTube channel? You know, you go out and film, say, you know, the Grand Canyon, you put a clip on your YouTube channel, and then, you know, that's, you know, you'll be fined and this and that. It's, I guess there's this vague law, or not vague, from that, like, so big movie studios to, you know, set up camp in a national park to do filming. They have to get these permits, you know, and tell them, like, so, you know, how many people are going to be there, and if they're using the animals, whatever. And so, anyway, I guess they're, you know, using this law to, you know, go after, you know, just the mom and pop YouTube or everybody, you know, travel channels, you know, posting these videos on YouTube. And apparently they've set up this little task force or maybe some sort of AI to comb through social media and YouTube to find these videos and send fines to people. And, you know, have you heard of this? I found it just, you know, like this is a stepping stone to, you know, not filming anywhere, documenting anything. I found it.
Well, yeah, Keith, here's my thought on this is that, you know, one, I knew about the permitting process for the movie sets because they want to make sure that, you know, you either pay a fee or pay a fine. And this is kind of what I think is a follow up. I have not heard about the latest run of people that have been gone after because they posted videos of stuff that they took at the national parks without pulling a permit. This to me is another money grab from the U.S. government. But I think that law was originally designed for people that wanted to come in and film stuff en masse. And
right.
Now they're using it to go after the little guy.
Yeah, I saw this on, I don't know if you're familiar with Aaron and Melissa Dykes, Truth Stream Media. That's where I saw it. But they, you know, looked into it. And, you know, it's talking about even if you did want to follow the rules, which, you know, is ridiculous to begin with, but even if you did want to follow the rules, it's a painstaking process. You know, it's money, time, and then, you know, just ridiculous amounts of money and time. You may or may not get approved for your video. And,
yep.
You know, it just got me to thinking. I was like, you know, these all are just another stepping stone to, you know, all the things we don't like.
Well, but, I get
anyway,
it.
Anyway, I just
thanks for bringing it up, Keith. I appreciate that. This is the thing about if they don't want people touring the national parks, then you throw up roadblocks. And it's all, you know, basically political. You know, if Trump were to get reelected, I wonder if all of that would change. But you see, it's Congress that passes the law because of the lobbyists and others that influence the decision making that goes on in D.C., which negatively most of the time affects what's going on in America, which is why you have people like firebrand Matt Gaetz out there talking to reporters the other day and dropped the F-bomb right in the middle of his conversation saying we have no effing budget. And I'm like, whoa, Matt, my kind of guy. You're telling the truth. Yes, you have no effing budget. You have nothing. You don't have a functional government. You put the funk in dysfunctional, Matt. All of you people out there, we're just looking at this ship show out there going, oh, my God, what else could go wrong? So, you know, Pelosi getting locked out of her hideaway office was my highlight of the week. I can't believe this
stuff. Have a good day, friend.
Yeah, thank you, Keith. I appreciate that. And then McCarthy gets to occupy the office. They kick Pelosi out and put McCarthy in. Everybody got some McCarthy's and McHenry's. We got them all in there. Yeah, all right. So the Tit for Tat show continues here in D.C. You got to love this stuff. I am just beside myself. Brady in Vegas, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Pitch black out here, right here in the desert. I'm just amazed at how dark it is compared to Las Vegas. But anyways, Mexico, you were saying earlier, is not using any of the bioengineered food ingredients. And don't you find it kind of funny that we're going to be going to Mexico for our food source? You know, you got products from Mexico now that are cleaner than the ones that are in the United States.
Yeah, I get that.
Again, tell everybody, go into the stores. Go into your favorite supermarket where the bakeries are and pull out a bag of rolls. Pull out a bag of a bag of bread. Look at all their different ingredients that they put into their bakery. You're getting it right when you get up in the morning. I still don't know exactly what the bioengineered food ingredient is.
Brady, I know what it is.
Graphene. Yep, I don't
sorry,
know.
Keith, it I didn't is? Mean to call you. Yeah, it's modified food starch, modified flour. That's where you see that word modified. There's your guilty culprit right there, Brady. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thanks for the note.
Modified with what? What is the modifier that is all across the food chain? What ingredient is the sole ingredient that you could add, say, to French onion Campbell's soup? Why would you have anything added to water and bouillon? You got to ask yourself. Why would you put a bioengineered food ingredient in a Snickers bar?
Now, you want to make people sick, and it's wheat that they do this to, obviously, because they use wheat to make bread. And if you see anything in there that says modified, I guess you're going to put the loaf back. Go pinch a loaf somewhere else. Well, we appreciate that. Thanks for the heads up. Just another thing to be concerned with when you go to the store. We did a long time ago put out a list on the Power Hour, and maybe we should repeat that. We had somebody on that was talking about the fact that we've got a complete list of all the non-GMO foods and gluten-frees and all the other stuff that you can buy in the store. So we should probably at some point in time in the future put that out again. There's an app on your phone. You can actually take that out there and you can look for the stuff that's healthy and boycott the stuff that's not. The average rate on 30-year fixed mortgages rose yet again this week, hitting 7.8%. Up from 7.55% the previous week, according to Bankrate's weekly national survey of large lenders, on the verge of 8%. In some markets, it is 8% or more. Elon Musk, by the way, is under investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission, inquiring whether he broke federal law last year when he bought stock in Twitter and then took it over. FTX founder? Yep. You know it is, Sam Bankman-Fried. Well, his co-founder, Gary Wang, testified. Of course, Wang previously pled guilty. Now he's testifying under a plea agreement. Said that Sam Bankman-Fried did, in fact, along with Wang, commit financial crimes. Boy, things aren't looking good for SBF, are they? Concerns that engine parts were sold with fraudulent safety certificates have upended the aviation industry. Now, that's some pretty shocking, damning news. American Airlines, United Airlines, Southwest Airlines have grounded planes as investigations continue into potentially faulty safety certificates. Delta has removed several engines from service. Wow. Huh. No wonder a lot of you aren't traveling by air these days. I get it. Why you want to drive? Okay. We need to think about that. Health and science weight loss drugs, Wegovy and Ozempic. Everybody's going after them, all those diabetic patients. Now we're finding out they may be associated with an increased risk of 3 rare but severe stomach conditions. In non-diabetic patients, everybody just wants to lose weight so they can be skinny. Yeah. Like Kate Moss or Naomi. I mean, these, you know, crazy. The drugs are known as GLP-1s. They're facing increased scrutiny after some patients reported stomach paralysis and suicidal ideation while taking them. These, according to new studies. And by the way, since we're talking about stomach issues, the mechanism making your stomach gurgle isn't a hunger cue, but waiting for it to finish its job could help you avoid bloating, gas, and other symptoms. This is a coordinated cleanup that happens in the guts in between meals, which might have big implications for anybody who's struggling with digestive issues after eating. This mechanism is called the migrating motor complex. It sends special contractions to rid the upper GI tract of debris, such as bacteria and mucus. These are not the same contractions as those used in gastrointestinal peristalsis, which involve waves of muscle action to move and mix food throughout the digestive organs. This migrating motor complex has been described as a sweeping process, much like a street cleaner following behind a parade. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, doing well. I hope you are. Sounds like you
doing
are.
Doing great. Oh, yeah.
A couple things. Hal Turner's reporting that the Port of New York and New Jersey is down 21% on activity there. That's showing a slowdown for the next couple of months of, it's going to be the big Christmas season and everything else. And goods are not coming into our country. It's an indication. And secondly, Matt Gaetz's talk with the reporters the other day, he was really emphasizing the state of our economy.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
talking about BRIC. That's what he was, that his emphasis was, he said he would fight what to his death to do, you know, to stop the downfall of our economy. And he was mentioning BRICS, you know, that's where he was really fired on, you know, he was really fired up about that.
All eight cylinders.
That's what I had to say. And do you suppose a running mate for Joe Biden could be Pat Paulson? From back in the day.
Yeah, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's another feel good. I like that one.
Well, thank you, Dave.
I appreciate
all
it,
the
Kevin.
Best.
God bless you. I like your overview there. It's all good. Have a great weekend. We appreciate you. Now, here's another thing, moving on with the health category. Don't ignore all the symptoms of liver disease. For those of you that... Yeah, I mean, jaundice, a lot of people say, look, your skin is yellow. What are you, turning Chinese on us? No. That's jaundice. It occurs commonly with viral hepatitis, in chemical-induced hepatitis, obstruction of bile ducts, and liver cancer. And these liver disorders, pain in the upper right quadrant of the abdomen, just under the ribs. The right upper quadrant of the abdomen. All right? Just underneath the ribs, if you feel a pain there, that is a sign of a liver disorder. Sudden weight loss, a swollen, protruding abdomen from fluid buildup. It's called ascites. This occurs later. Swelling of the legs and ankles, usually associated with ascites. Itchy skins, dark urine due to high levels of bilirubin. Chronic fatigue, extreme tiredness and exhaustion. Pale stool that may contain streaks of blood or be tar-colored. Along with nausea and vomiting. Just so you know, don't ignore those symptoms. Now, a lot of you are going, well, I have to go to the doctor. why don't you go to the Power Mall and pick up the good stuff there? By the way, the Power Mall is going to be open in about 8 minutes for you to do that. That way you can, like the Blockbuster, all clear. Hey, time to detox. 8 ways to exercise your brain. Gotta love it. Your brain responds to stimulation and exercise just like the rest of your body. So if you don't use it, you lose it. That applies to improving cognitive function. Yep. So understand that, you know, this is why we talk about the lithium balance and all that other good stuff here. Well, this doctor of osteopathic medicine, Brett Osborne, and a board-certified neurosurgeon from Jupiter, Florida, says the aging process is partially rooted in the brain. If your brain ages at an accelerated rate, then so does the body, according to Osborne. So treat your brain right, and you'll slow the progression of aging. So Osborne has come out with some exercises and other tips to keep your brain sharp. I'm sure you probably want to know what those 8 are. Now, you can read these on the email blast, but I'm going to just kind of give you the overview here. Stimulate your sense of smell. Experience new odors. I always like diffusers. That's one way to do it. Brush your teeth with your non-dominant hand. So if you're normally right-handed, you're going to use your left hand to brush your teeth with, which stimulates the synapse formation throughout the brain. Stand on one foot for 30 seconds. This Daily exercise helps improve the vestibular or balance centers of the brain and also prevents falls, which can be dangerous the older you get. And of course, try combining the toothbrushing exercise with balancing, which works especially well if you've got an electric toothbrush with a 30-second timer, which I do. Do strength training exercises. Lifting weights illuminates large motor pathways in the brain and spinal cord. It also lowers cortisol, which alleviates stress, helps facilitate sleep, which you need more of. Break a sweat. Go out and do some exercise. Catch some quality Z's. That's right. Do word games, crossword puzzles, Scrabble, all that good stuff. And, of course, stay connected and be social. It helps to talk to people. That helps. Well, let's see. We've got Wayne Black, hopefully, we're going to reach out to for the top of the hour break here afterwards, talking about what's going on with these frivolous lawsuits against Trump and school insecurity here on the Power Hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.